Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Today in our study of building blocks, we'll be starting on page 5, at the bold portion that starts with Acts 2, 42.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and verses 46 and 47, we read this: "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, in breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." You know, I like that, that the Lord added to the church, because he gave the church the responsibility to carry the gospel to a lost and dying world. The Lord adds to the church, not entertainment, not these other things that men are doing today. If the Holy Spirit does not add people to the church, but the flesh, then that's all you've got, and probably not a true salvation. Now, this then tells us that the local church was established for the following. First of all, for doctrine. Verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So one is doctrine, the study of God's word for both faith and practice. Knowledge of God's word and how to do it. Faith refers to doctrine, by the way. You can believe something and it not be faith. For an example, I can believe that strychnine poison can kill me. Faith is when I, because I know that, I refrain from taking it, okay? You can believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead, but if you don't receive him as your Lord and Savior, confessing that you're a sinner, then my friend, you don't have faith, you only have a head knowledge. So again, the study of God's word for faith and practice is what doctrine is all about. Number two, for prayer. Praying together for the church, each other, and souls. That is pretty well what the local church should be doing. They met there, we found out in verse 46 and 47, in for the breaking of bread and in prayers, and continuing in one accord, breaking bread from house to house, as they said, and did eat with their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So again, keep that in mind, that there is a prayer time together and there is a fellowship time together. Now, new friendships with Christians should be established when one gets saved. The word fellowship comes from the Greek word koinonia, and it has the idea of a partnership. As a matter of fact, in that day, this Greek word was used to describe the union of a husband and wife. Now, isn't it interesting that the Lord looks at your part of being in a local church as marriage, just like he looks at salvation when he is the husband, you are submitted to him, you're the bride, and he looks to us as really entering into to a marital relationship with him, a committed relationship that we'd expect marriage to have. And that's what he has for us. And so we should have that for him. That's what we're doing when we're receiving Christ as our Savior. It's just like the bride, after the groom has said, "I do," and made his promises, and then it's up to her to say, "I do." And if she has faith in that man, she says, "I do," and they get married. Now, that is what a fellowship is. It is a partnership. And as a local church, we're partnering together to fulfill the great commission from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're partnering together to not only spread the gospel, but to teach the word of God as it is to men as they are, to build them up in the faith. That is what fellowship is all about. It's that partnership. Now, that leads us to the next thing, and that is number four, is evangelism. We've had doctrine, we've had prayer, fellowship, and now evangelism. Evangelism is leading the unsaved to the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of their souls through the use of the scriptures. The seed of the word of God, as 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 and verse 25 tells us. One should notice that people were added to that local church daily as they were saved. To be saved, someone had to show them the gospel. So, as they were saved, they were baptized and added to the church daily. So, you have people today who say, well, they got to go through a 6-month training period before they can be baptized. Well, that might be a church teaching, but that is not a Bible teaching. In the Bible, as soon as they were saved, they baptized them right there. Remember the Ethiopian eunuch? And he was baptized right there in the desert by Philip. He didn't have to go through a 6-month training course. So understand that. You get saved by faith, and the Christian life is also by faith. Okay, so we see doctrine, prayer, fellowship, evangelism. And this next thing is very important as well. You've got them saved, you got them baptized, and now you want to build them up in the faith. That is edification. The word edify means to build up. And this is building up one another in the faith through God's word. Sharing what you've learned from God's word is the manner in which we edify others. Now again, the word edify means build up. We find an eternal promise in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. There it says, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. Okay, now, so often that is looked at as just for the pastor, but I don't believe it is. He says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory, which fadeth not away. Yes, the shepherd, the pastor, he is to feed the flock of God. There's no doubt about that. And so when people think, well, is that really his job? Yes, it is. It is his job. So don't miss out on that. That is the job of the pastors, to feed the flock of God. Now, having said that, we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. It says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Now, today we have people who will say, you need to mentor, mentor, mentor. But a lot of times mentor has the idea of only I can mentor you, you cannot mentor me. Let me tell you something as a pastor. And I've read that Bible from cover to cover through at least 50 times. At least 50 times. I've been to Bible college and studied the Word. I've put much study into the Word of God. I grew up in a pastor's home. I grew up around the Word of God. Yet I've seen people get saved, and after about 5 or 6 months, be talking to them, they'll say, you know, I was reading my Bible today, and I saw this. Could this be true? And they'll show me, and I'll look at it. And I'll sit and say, boy, that is true. And what I'm ashamed of is that I have read that passage 50 times and I missed it. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, if I go into a doctor's office and I tell the doctor what I think is wrong and so forth, and he may be kind and smile and say, yeah, okay, let me just examine you and check everything and I'll let you know. But I'm just saying what I feel, but not what I know. The Holy Ghost, He teaches us. So the Holy Ghost can reveal to somebody that's been newly saved things that people that have been saved for years haven't yet seen. And that's the great thing about it, because it is a personal relationship that we each have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when the Spirit of God reveals anything to you, it will never, 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 never contradict the Word of God. So the word edify, we want to build one another up in Christ. And here in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4, he says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." So there is a crown of glory for edifying, building up fellow believers. Now, let me just insert something here that's not in your booklet. In relationship to fellow believers, our focus should be more on their biblical, spiritual edification in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, His righteousness, and true holiness, than to search what we deem failures, sin, and carnal motives in their lives, with the idea that we're going to go out and tell others what's wrong with this person. Now, look, the best laborers together seek to sow seeds of sound doctrine and practice rather than sowing discord for the satisfaction we receive from telling others the latest sordid details that we learn about someone or hear about someone. It's something that we haven't thoroughly investigated, nor have gone to the person of whom we derogatorily tell others, while self-righteously convincing ourselves that this abomination on our part, as Proverbs 6:16 through 19 calls it, is under that classification of sin. We don't think of that. Boy, I tell you what, and I've been in the ministry so many years. I mean, not only over 40 years in full-time ministry, but I've grew up in my father's home, and boy, I've heard the false things. And a lot of times it was people that actually believed what they heard, but they only believed because they heard from somebody they trusted, and that person they trusted didn't have all the facts. And the Bible always tells you, go to the person. Go to the person that the gossip is about. And that's the best way to get your answer. But so many just don't want to do that. Isn't that a shame that they would not want to do that? Now, there's a crown of glory for building one another up in Christ Jesus. Sharing God's word is not the idea of arguing or raising questions that cause strife. As a matter of fact, Titus chapter 3 verse 9 says, "But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." You ever see those people that'll sit in the Sunday school class and they want to debate? And many times they'll undercut something the pastor may have said in a sermon, or some other evangelist that was in the church said, and they want to undercut maybe something else, you know. And look, that person is one to avoid.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.